The UN head of peacekeeping, Alain Loire, who has just returned from a mission to the Kivu provinces in the heart of eastern Congo's conflict zone, briefed council members behind closed doors Tuesday afternoon. Afterwards, he told reporters he hopes the 15-member council will act by the end of the month and grant the UN's request for reinforcements to its peacekeeping mission.
Although we have almost 10,000 troops in the Kivus, it's still insufficient. 10,000 troops in the Kivus. Population of the Kivus is 10 million inhabitants. So it means we will have, in fact, 10 peacekeepers for 10,000 civilians to protect in the Kivus.
He said the mission, which at 17,000 troops is the United Nations' largest anywhere, has reconfigured its personnel to concentrate them in the most violent areas. He said now 95% of troops are in the east. Alain Loire said the mood in the council was supportive of strengthening the force, but some council members expressed reluctance. British Ambassador John Soares said the council will need to be clear that the existing forces are being put to the best possible use before sending in additional troops. Citing conflicts in Somalia, Darfur, Chad, and the Central African Republic, he said the council faces many demands for peacekeeping.
There isn't a bottomless pit of peacekeepers. So we do need to make absolutely sure we're making the best possible use of the troops that already exist in the largest peacekeeping force in the world.
Congo's ambassador said his country needs both troops and equipment. He said the UN peacekeeping force lacks both intelligence capabilities and firepower. Earlier Tuesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he hopes the council will act quickly in authorizing the additional troops for the overstretched peacekeeping mission.
We remain caught in a very volatile and dangerous moment for the DRC and for the region.
He said fighting between the rebels and government forces has cut off aid to at least 100,000 displaced people and that their situation has grown increasingly desperate. He called for an immediate ceasefire to allow aid to get through. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, The United Nations.